Chokhes and Kedusha by Rosh Hashiva Gimel Nizanit of Shemem Hei, March 25th, 1985, on Monday. Continue.
Shores, Sheyin, Shreif, Noyim, Loitkir. Loitkir. Then we see from this day says, where another Chirish. After all, the Birchanan says, Afil Mikam V'Rasor Yom. He doesn't say, Afil Mikam V'Rasor Shonim, Vades HaShonim. He says, I feel we can, but I saw him, so maybe the Bechon is made it. That if it's a real man of Rube, if a real man of Rube has elapsed, then they even are not like it, remember. So maybe, so what kind of the Kasha the Stasis ask? Why would the Gemara say ask? Vaksi will man yambu yom rabim against the Bechon. So what? But Rabbi Chen holds that they can remember after Mikamra Soryami, but they cannot remember Mikamra as Hashon. So we see from the states this, that when Rabbi Chen said after Mikamra Soryami, it's Ladatka Soryami. It's after a longer man, after Mikamra as Hashon, why would he mention Soryami? Because in Get, if a woman a woman might not come to Bezdin the first day that the get was in Satara. So she'll come the next day, and she'll probably come within the 10 days. But in Akaname, it's not only Atul Mikamar and Sarayom, it's Atul Mikamar and Sashonim also. That's why he's in the Kashi. So why would he more ask for Ksil Manyam Yomarabi? If this sheet had been that Rabbi Yechanan is only says to Nikam Asoryomim, but not Nikam Vades Hashonim, so then Tezis could say that. That's why the Gemara asks Vaksim Manyam Biyom Rabim that they should remember it after 10 years, also not only 10 days, after 9 days. So it's a raya that Tezis holds that when Rabbi Yechanan says Afun Kamar Asoryomim, it's Labdav Kasoryomim. It even means Afun Kamar Asoryomim. Alright. Then Tezze says Vedi Shlina. Vedi Shlina Dabdim Dikkam Rabbi Yechanan. That Asoryomim Tkire. Abo. Pishtores. Sheh yeh shrift noyim loy tchire vidakil alta machshia vashti kor shapia vabinu olam yom rabim vafil alta in lachshia. So then Rabbi Losh Tezis says that Rabbi Yechen is made by Shor Shtores that only the alta eidim no probability will remember, but in Kamala Sor Yomim they will not remember. So really more as the Kashe, how is Rabbi Yechanan machshir by Shom Shtores, but it cannot serve as a raya liyom rabu. Now what's the pshat in the Gzeras HaKosuv who sat in the chairs of Manyam Benyam? That means that by Shtorim Momein, so it has to be effective as Ishtaraya too. And if it's not effective as Ishtaraya for good, so then it cannot be effective as Ishtakinyan. It cannot be effective as Ishtakinyan. Alright. Vintena. The Rablez of the Omar Abu Bishtores Lori. Why not? Why Bishtores Lori? Because by Shtori Mome, there is a Zilzakosu of Umayambi Yom Rabbi. That the shtar, in order to be valid as a shtakiyan, must be effective as a shtaraye with Yomim Rabim for good, permanently, on a permanent level. So mele, so Rableza should not be machshir by Momi, by Shtamatone, let's say, a shtar that has no idachsime and just has it in sire, because it will not be capable of being viral Yomim Rabbi. So this text is, if it's written al shtar sheni yochol yizdayi, then even with Mamir Rube, they will remember. Only by shtar sheyochel yizdayek, so eidim are likely not to remember. But shtar sheyochel yizdayek, if there is a fourth perpetrator, they'll be able to recognize it. Because eidim always remember the tzura of the shtar. They might not remember the contents of the shtar for his mom and dad. But the tzura of the shtar, they'll always remember. Even after 10 years, after 20 years, they'll always remember the tzura of the shtar. Whether it was written, let's say, on 4 lines or on 20 lines. They'll always remember. So in Mele, if it's a shtar she'en yochel yizdayek, so then the only possible fraud that could be perpetrated is that they put in extra sentences. So that the Nisir will always remember. So it's always capable of being inspired. The Yesh Lema, the Shani Lo Abedi, because was Tashin Yochul Yisdai, Lehidi Makirim Lehidi Mishtar Amos Olifneim, Yimo Yom Yisaitim Shum Dabo, Ho Yom Nikrazi. Because they always remember the Tzuras Hashtar. They might not remember the exact words that were used, but they'll remember whether it were 5 lines or 10 lines. Some mele, we don't have becheshish. Maybe something was put in later on, by the holder of the shtar, by the tevis shtar, because if he put in another sentence later on, so then the eidim would detect it. Avoid caution. Had a tanya, which is a contribution. Possibly, I'm your lacheras and the Hulos and Sunaloch, are his in Hulon and Suno, on the Master of Blessed Abdishtores, the Rosh Yochel is dying. And that's other stories, the story moment, not get his Shema, the other come out of the stories, Lori, Hanum will be stories in the Raye. I'm not funny, just looking at the show. Havik Mungite. In other words, when he says that Bishor Shtoris Loi, it doesn't mean Shor Shtoris Shtori Moni, like Shtamatoni. It means Shtori Rai, like Shtam Chire, when the Kiyan took place to Chazoke and Kesef, and the Shtar was only the Rai of Alma. But Shtori Kiyan are effective even according to the Blessed Amire. I'll leave it there. The Blessed Tame, it's effective even if it was written on the Shtar Shiochel Yisdai. The Yishni Foshim, the Inchilu Bidom Shiochel Yisdai Yisplein Yochel, the Yisir of the Blessed, the Yoche Oche Perush, the Yichshir of the Blessed, the Kalim of the Blessed, the Ayer of Adai, the Chol Shtor, the Yichshir, I'm in Israel, I can also have a gift in the Lord of the Lord. I'm a rabbi for a bastard. How long is the brother of the gift? For a short song, the blessed I have the stories. The rabbi song, I can also have a holy for the Lord. The year I think in Havel, we can talk to each thing that was a buffet before a bastard, how was the gift? Give me the smite and the bastard in the echo. They have a suya also to tie the rabbi of the blessed. The hoche, they have my power, the rabbi of the way. Vaccine, my young girl, I'm going to go out of the way. I'm going to go out of the way. I'm going to go So what the Yishin Fosim Shitty? The Yishin Fosim Shitty is that when the Gemara says, no Yichshir, the blessed I will be Avon Mishor Shtoros Loi, he doesn't mean Lihikshir HaBlezer, Shtar Shiyach Lizayim HaRudim. Lihikshir HaBlezer without Eidich Sime, even Shtar Shein Yach Lizayim, but without Eidich Sime, Elo Begitin. What do you mean Begitin? So, it means only by Get, but Shor Shtoros, Kinyon Momen, the Shtori Momen, let's say like Shtar Matone, so even though Rav Lezer Letane himself was certainly machshir, because Rav Lezer Letane spells it out explicitly that without the Yechsime, any shtar any shtar is valid, any shtar is valid without the chsime. But we don't pass like a blazer that way. And when he says leichshar blazer, it means that we don't pass like a blazer in regard to shtar money, not yet. So Jesus says that's difficult. So when Gemara says halachic rabbeza b'gitin abrishal shtoras loy, so Gemara could have used the same worship as Gemara is using here. All right. Now, the important thing to remember is the machlekes abnidam rashi. This is the important thing. In other words, whether according to Rav Meir, a shtar that was written on Yochanan's diary, so according to Rav Tam, most Rishayim agree with Rav Tam, so the shtar is not valid, because it's not Muhammadic. According to Rashi, it is valid. It is valid. But, it is valid, but there is a chashe. Maybe there was a zeal, but suppose Eidim come and testify in Besdin, and they verify that there was no zeal, then it's a good get. Then it's a good get. The Tesisrit here in Dushin agrees with Rashi Shite. Turn to the Tesisrit. I mentioned it because most of the Shemim are doing the Shemim from the top. So the contra may are just to be Muhammad. Test them out. Omar Rav Chomer, Kosovan Yola Acheres, Masho Mariti is in the second column on top. Masho Mariti, Zeh Alivir Rav Lezadom Oid Mesirikas, Zeh Rav Meir Tadcher Sabatim, Madur Rikue Inirali. I mean, that we find constantly in the history. We don't find it in other Rishayim. So, you know, in one Madure is insane. He says, whatever I wrote in previous Madure is Hevel, and forget it. And then the coming subsequent Madure, and they'll be Chazer, and they'll say that the Chazore was Hevel, and the original thing that I said is right, is correct. All right. So, Ela Afilut Rav Meir said, that come, we plead with the Shem, we get in the Yom Ochum, we give the Reh. Ela Shemot is a Fenu or Yisho, in Yesh Vitnai, the Rav Leza Machshir, Mishmi Yisari, we give the Sire. We give the Sire Zeichrin, Masho Yukosov Shom, ki da Amrin Os Mitzka Tire, the Rav Meir do Iboye in the Sire, ho Yoreise o Yichti Baget Ela Diftere, Shemot is Zayin, we Timchik Atnai, Shoy Yukosov Beit. ובמיח החסינו את הכימנו על דעים המצירים סמוסם אבו עם כוסוב ובואו ידי החסינו ועידו את הצחה ששיטה כי כך הוי כוסוב מי הוא ימי לרב מאיר בכושר הלו יחסינו לרב מאיר כי כמו יקסיד לסגת לרב לזה לרב מאיר סובה חי בכוסף לו חוסם לו ולבו יקסיד לשמוע כי מחסינו והוא ימח שרף ומוצי באשפו וחוס למנוס לו ורב לזה הוא יסיד לו חי בכוסף לו כסיד לסגתי ובו יקסיד לשמוע וחסינו לבו ילד מסירה וכי חד רב לזה מחשר דיפטר ובחסיד לסגת בשביל רקל איזה יופה בלמסירה הוכנה ממחשר לרב מאיר היחד קיים לי לחסינו כמון ויאמרן דאורך אב וכוסף כחסמינו ומגב כושרי ומגרשיס ויאמרינו כאילו יוכל לזייב כמנדלסדום. That's the sheet of Amitam. No, we don't say that. כיחד להאמין לך בלז על בקסיד ולעוז לך מאה לשלייצר לך תחילה שלא תזיין אבל היחד יקחד יקוס על בידך סימן מי סדר דיוח אבי גד כושר אבי ומגרש את זה ואוכן אמי כגן שידך סימן נבוא אבי שכך הוי עובד בזיוף ומשומחו חיים מקודש את זה בצלק רש Alright. מצד כסף אבו וכמו דבי סוד מחור לו יש לפני המי רבוסה כי אף על פי שאין בי שבפרוטה כי עושה מהמחר נעשה השטח ויקח לי בי שבפרוטה כמו בין שבפרוטה so the fact this thesis is strange thesis as the question says that Here we need the price mentions in connection with Stark-Gushen, that the Stark-Gushen is valid, even if the paper on which the Stark-Gushen was written, the Stark-Gushen was written, is less than a point. So it's still... So, in other words, there could be Salgadaitoch, that the paper on which the Stark-Gushen is written, has to be worth a point. So he understands why it's necessary to tell us the Gabi Stakush because if it is worth a pote so then she could be Mekudeshes and Tzadkeset so Mele we could say that if it's not worth a pote she should not be Mekudeshes even with Tzadkeset Mashenkein Avul Kamu Gabi Sodim Hulalo Mayer Buse דורסון עמיכה נעשן השטח דורסון עמיכה נעשן השטח ויקח לי בישוב את פרוטי כדי ישוב את פרוטי and I would like to know and what's about my stakush just because if it showed the פרוטי she could be מקודשת בתירס כסף so what? But the קדושן is not בתירס כסף here so the קדושן is here בתירס שטח so why shouldn't it be valid even though the paper is worth less than a pote why just as I couldn't have a salgadaitoch in Stammechire so I couldn't have a salgadaitoch in Stammechire either why is Stammechire more poshet than Stammechire he says because Stammechire is executed by the Baal who gives the keset in case the Gdushin is out of the keset so it's executed by the Mecher and when the Kinyan takes place in Kesef so then the Kesef is given by the Mecher but there's one thing to do here and Bechlau what's the Shaykhah between Kinyan Kesef and Kinyan Dushan what the Pshat I think that the Pshat takes it as follows in other words because you'll see it You will see it in other places also because Shem because there is a Abai in the Gemara later on by Rav Shem Melokish Shtareis and Shikosu Shalei Lishmo Mal Habayis Titzies Machinon or Habayis Laadode Machinon so there is an alternative in the Gemara that Habayis Laadode Machinon and from some Rishim it appears that even though in the case of Shikosu Shalei Lishmo the Gemara is patient that Habayis Litzies Machino not Habayis Ladone Machino but in other Inyonim so we are Machshe Habayis Ladone that there is an analogy between the Kinyan Kesed and the Kinyan Shtar So in other words, there is a possibility that Havayis Lagone Machina, that the way Shtaris came in should be analogous to the way Kesef came. And in a case where Kesef could not be came in, so Shtar shouldn't be came in either. Why? Not because of any svore on the merits of Shtar, but because of the possibility of a special aloch, of a special Zeus HaKosov, of Havayis La'adode Makshim. So the Mele Desert Shtar. Hochenich, Dixasu, Ribus, Lifid Bishove Puteo, so Uyomitz Kadish, Veloishta. So Mele, insofar as the king Kesef is concerned, there is a requirement it has to be worth a Pute. And since the Shtarbush is executed by the same person as the one who gives the Kesef Lushin, who gives the Kesef Lushin? The Baal. Who executes the Star Pushin? The Baal. So Mele, we could say, Habayis Ladon Makshinon, that there is an analogy between the manner in which Kesef is Kene and the manner in which Shtar is Kene. So just as Kesef is not Kene, in case of less than Pute, so maybe Shtar is not Kene either. In case where the shtar is worth less than Pute. Mashiach king by Mechire. So by Mechire, when the king takes place to Kesef, so then who gives the Kesef? The Lekeach. When the king takes place for shtar, who executes the shtar Mechire? The Mechire. So really we couldn't say Havayis Ladon Machinon, that there is a special aloche, that there is an analogy between the manner in which Kesef is king of Amechir and the manner in which Shtar is king of Amechir. Because when Kesef, when the king is for Kesef, so then the Kiyan gives it. And when the king is for Shtar, who executes the Shtar? The Mechir. So how could there be a aloche, a requirement of Havayis, of Kiyonim, Lado de Machinon, that there is an analogy between the effect, the manner in which Kesef is gained, and the manner in which Shtar Mechir is gained. Kesef is given by the Likeach, and Shtar is executed by the Mechir. Alright. Yishleima, Mishmi Chosef Benisim Achit, Sif Amikne, Saoket Aitoch, ליבוי שווה פרוטה משום מייחר מקנס הודיעו ליקח קומה שמלו לא ליבוי because since there is a זרס הקוסט of ספר המקנה and what is the זרס הקוסט of ספר המקנה as the ignore in Yidin points out the aloha of ספר המקנה implies that a shtar has to be written on the paper belonging to the market. Long in the market. Suppose a shtar matone. Suppose Ruven wants to be makne isode to Shimon through a shtar, but Ruven has no paper in his possession. He doesn't have any paper in his possession. And then he borrows a piece of paper from Shimon, and Shimon says, I'm not giving it away to you, I'm only lending you the shtar, the paper. And then Reuven writes the shtar matone on the paper. And the tzodin sunelach. And then he gives the shtar to Shimon. His ownership, his ownership transferred from Reuven to Shimon, no. Because the shtar matone was not written on the paper belonging to the nesi, to the mak. That's the alkiyat hakosuf of the sefer hamikne, like sefer hamakne. The sefer has to belong to the mak. The makne has to have title in the paper on which the shtar is written. The same alkiyat, just as by get, So the parchment on which the get is written has to belong to the Baal. It cannot belong to anybody else. So mele, since there is aloche of sifra makne, that the paper has to belong to the makne, and then the makne has to transfer title in the paper to the kene, to the kene. So mele, I would say, if it's less than pute, it cannot be makne, there's no kionim in less than pute. So mashmo on the dignity less than pute, so it's still consistent with sifra makne, but he has to transfer to be makne the paper. So what? You can be makne something that is worth less than what? Yes.
I vaguely remember that we weren't given. There's some machlokas somewhere achronim probably whether yet in fact requires a ma'isakin. But yes. I just noticed that it could be because of the din of a nosan.
The chiddush by the avluim is that by get. Since it's Baal Kocho, so mele she doesn't have to acquire title.
So if you could say according to Avnuluim, maybe it's since
it's Avnuluim is difficult. Avnuluim is difficult. I'm not going to discuss now. Avnuluim is difficult. There are many rayas that by get, besides the nisine, the naked livery, your daily odor, she has to be kene the paper to
remember the
shit. So then you'll ask. Yeah. But she's miscarriages Baal Kocho. How can she acquire title in the paper Baal Kocho? Then so there's the Gzeiras HaKosu.
But you could, if it would be so, whatever, there could be mitzad the halacha of the nosan. You need a rachashiv to be given. So maybe that's why we need a shabbat kusha.
That's by yet.
Let's say by yet. He means. Because
Thesis is here discussing. Shtamatone.
Here the Biruri Hashif is mentioned supposedly Nosati Sefer HaMikne, so the Lashon is seen as in that.
Alrighty, but we mean so here,
the same type of
here Thesis doesn't mention Nosati, I mean just Sefer HaMikne. Yeah. So that means because you have to be Makne, there's the Aloha. Alright. Holy Dome Haishtoi Unget Lo Yochel Akshit Yusadechot. So Thesis Kashi was the Gemara could have asked another kashya, because it's loy dome to get, because by get, who executes the get? After all, there is a hekesh between Havaya and Yitzhak. So the manner in which the king and Shtar Dushan takes effect has to be analogous to the manner in which a get takes effect. And who executes the get? Who? The Makne or the Kene? The Baal. The Baal is the Makne. He's Makne the Isha to herself when he divorces her. And so how come that Shtar Dushan is executed by the Baal, who is the Kene? So the Gemara could have, discussions raised by the Rambam, by the Rashbo, by the other Rishon. And that is raised by Tesis. So why doesn't the Gemara ask, well, we don't really get? Get so the Baal, who is the Makne, executes. And here, the Baal, who is the Kene, executes. So Dami Get, the answer is, it is Dami Get. Because by Get, who executes the Get? The Baal. Here also, the Baal executes. Except that by Gelashin, the Baal is the Makne, and by Dushin, the Baal is the Kene. But it's the same Baal who executes the get, executes the Shtar Dushan. So there is an analogy. Alright. Hilchas Aninu. Teime kidin di Hilchas Aninu. Lomo li kodu yotza vahoyso. So why do we need a pasuk of Yotzav Hoyso Shonisha Niknes Bishtar? So Tesis in the Kasha assumed that when Moshe says Hilchas Aninu, it means Aloha Lameisha B'Sinai. Hilchas Aninu. As Rashi says, Lameisha B'Sinai. So the question is, Monefsheh, if that it's halacha l'neishim Sinai that the Baal executes the shtar pushim. So why does the Gemara say that we know that the Mishnah is nicknamed the shtar because of Yotzer HaHoysov, the Hekesh? Why do we have to resort to the Hekesh? It's halacha l'neishim Sinai. It's halacha l'neishim Sinai. It's halacha l'neishim Sinai. V'yesh leima ishtar mecha l'chud ha'dim chasei. Ushtar dushin natke mechiyikach dibautis. Mechiyikach dibautis. So in other words, when the Gemara says Tulchase, that's the respect to Shtar Mechir, that the Mechir executes the Shtar Mechir. So that is our local nation of Sinai. But that Ishtar Dushin, so the Baal executes, that we learn out from Priyitach. That he has to do the Maisa Dushin, not the Isha, and that she's Nifnis Bishtar, that we learn out with the Hekesh of Makish Abaye Leitzi. So he says, Ushtar Dushin Nafke Mechiyikach, the Baal Kesvei, the Domeli Mecha. Now this expression, Domeli Mecha, was put in by the Marshal. And it's really very strange. Doesn't it make sense? The Ushtakushin Narken Rinika, the Baal Kesvei. Fine. Why do you say the Domeli Mecha? The Domeli Mecha. What does it mean, the Domeli Mecha? Who is interested whether it's Domeli Mecha or it's not Domeli Mecha? The Kasha of the Gemara was, it's not the Din. I mean, the Dini, the by Mechire, so the Makne executes the Shtar, and by Kedushin the Kene, how come? So that's why the Marshal put in the Domeli Mecha. In other words, there is no Kasha. But it doesn't mean the Domel Mecha, it means that there is a separate Xeros HaKosov. So the Marshal says on the Marshal, he doesn't understand why he put in the original text, these two words did not appear in the Domel Mecha. Now, if you turn to the Marshal, you'll see. It's very strange why the Marshal put it in. And it is also strange, you know, many times the Mashal puts in certain expressions, but it doesn't change the text. He just says that we should be gayers and days of the Torah. Here, he changed the text. Oh. The Ma get about this. Apoche about this. King Zorch Lema, the Marshal says. The Marshal says, Umashal Yigia Vesey Dibreyem, Vidomeli Mecha. Vidomeli Mecha. Oh, look. Vidomeli Mecha, King Zorch Lema. Now, I don't know, you see, in the other Gemoras, you have to look up in the other Gemoras, is it changed or it just mentioned on the margin? Maybe just in this Gemara that it was put in the text itself.
Put in the text.
What?
In this,
we're also putting it. Also putting it. So why is this different? I mean, this is our
Goye.
What is it? This is our Goye by the Mashal, so it should be mentioned on the margin, not inside. It's confusing. Kintzor Lema. So the Mashal says, ויודענה כוונוסי בגויסו דו נחס עטיס סוחר והוצד דאבל קייסי דומה שפיר שטרירס לגט ומה יין שהגט דומה למייך וכאן he says and get is analogous to מייך all right that's what the mashal but why who is interested in that all right I mean, but this is what the mashal means The double mecha, so it means, so in other words, get is double mecha. So he couldn't ask kikashe, but the double get le mechire, because by get, who executes the get? The makne, the baal, and by mechira also the makne, the meir. All right, but who is concerned with that? Whether the get is analogous to mechira or not? Here the Gemara asks, the dushin is not analogous to mechira. Why? So it would be better if we don't put in the dominant mechira. All right. But that's strange. Why that change by the Marshal? Manishtano. A change, I said, we call it a change by the Marshal. I mean, why was put it in the text? I can't understand. It's a kashik in the Marshal.
It's the printer.
What?
The printers. The printers put it in.
So kashik,
the printer is not on the Marshal, at least. The whole house is not on the Marshal.
All right. It's a master billing. The printer must have been
a Talmud of the Marshal.
Oh, at least he considered himself a Talmud. All the time when the Marshal makes a change in the text of Tesis or Rashi, he says it, but the text is not changed. You know, we just mentioned on the margin. All right. The Afogad become a Hilchasinu, Loshin Rabbi, Lavatavayakoi, Uchaigavna Ashkon Berishme is Kusin. Become a Heikro Beilchas, Achkoshe, Doi Kamon Gabisodek Boyem Nain Shinikin Bishtar, Weise Krosh Tamchir, das ist nicht Bishtar. Weiß ich roh, durch sie, wo Eka Chesefer am Likne. Wo Eka Chesefer am Likne. So the question is, why do we have to resolve the process in Yirmiel, like as far Likne, it's a lochel Mishmiss. It's a lochel Mishmiss. The Shemel Yishlema, the Chidin Dahu Kro, Lehabe, Elo Medivre Kabole, in Lehakta. Now this tells is very understandable, because actually you see, why is it that the Dinu Ksuim are told to become a Kabbalah? Do you ever think about it? The Dinu Ksuim, that's Torah Shebechsav. Why is it called to become a Kabbalah? The Dinu Ksuim. The answer is, so we shouldn't explain. We shouldn't explain. Because a Novi Rashi El Chadish Dor. So a Novi cannot be in Chadish Dor. There is no such thing. If a Novi will be in Chadish in Nua Loche, he will be treated as a Novi Ashina. All the Alochas were revealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. And there are no new Alochas. The task of the Nevi'im was to guide the Israelites, that they should observe the Alochas, but not new mitzvahs. There could be a new mitzvah, if you show a temporary mitzvah, a temporary isa, but redeirus, a novi couldn't do it. Tiro tibulon Moshe me Roshe Kelsia. But we do find many halachas mentioned by the Nevi'im. So let's say in Haskell especially. Regard to this Amidosh, in regard to Kochi. I mean, in no Nevi'im, not Afkei Cheskel. In Cheskel we find many, many Alot. So the Gemara says, Voinovi Rashoil Chadisho, Voinovi Mizvachim, in Adam Mesechim, Voinovi Rashoil Dar, Elo, Hilchas Egmirelo, Vos in Cheskel, Vath Mechako. So if we find something that is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. So, but it's mentioned in the Nevi'im. So then we have to come to the conclusion that that was probably an insult in Sinai. And the Navi just reminded the Jews of that halacha, because that was the task of the Navi, you know, to guide the Jews. To guide the Jews. Some Mele, you see, the Sidi Arim says, that is nothing more. Sidi Arim says, Ishaya says, because of Hashem's image, for this Hashem Chubot. Ishaya cannot be Chavishim. Any new mitzvahs. So the Rambam says that kibud ve'inek is in the sefer. It's not a rhyme of chachas, because the sefer could have reference to in the raisa too, that is not before the tail. Alright. But as the Rambam says that the chiyuv of kibud ve'inek is a loch of the sefer. But Yishaya Novi is just reminding the Jews that they are mechuyev to comply and adhere to this chiyuv deraisa. So that's why Yivim uksum ma'chod ibo Kabbalah. Why are called the Kabbalah? Because any halachas that are mentioned in Yivim uksum must necessarily have been halacha of Mishneh Sinai. Otherwise, a Novi couldn't be mechadish davar. A Novi could not be mechadish davar. Alright. So that's why he says, "Hashem Yishlema, the Chiyuv Da'ukol Lehavel in the Kabbalah, il hakim mikach." So it's not a kasha. Why do we have to resort to the posik of Ekech Hasif Amikne? It's a loch Mishneh Sinai. The answer is, how do we know it's a loch Mishneh Sinai? Because if it didn't be a loch Mishneh Sinai, the Novi wouldn't be able to mention it, because the Novi is not Hashoyi Lechadish. All right. But then the second terrace is not so easy. Inami Yishli Foresh, Hilchas Medine, Kilima Minego Yokach. Now the Agoy Sabach says, Hai Lishne Ashkechon, Likamo Midafon, Chesam Pes. If you look it up, it's in connection with all Aspus Lorem. So there is Machlekes in the morning. All Aspus Lorem, the Alochi is Vadoi Osea Svei Kimuta. So one man Noma says it's Alochi Mishneh Sinai. But Alochi Mishneh Sinai declared that only Vadai all Aspus Lorem is Osea. Sofik all Aspus Lorem is Muta. And another man Noma says it's Hilchas Midini. Now it's only the Rabbah, so Rashi explained it. It means it's only the Rabbah. So what's Hilchas Medine? It's only the Rabbah. So in other words, Mine Goyedikach, alright, so it's only the Rabbah. But here, how can you say that it's only the Rabbah? The Rabbah, Shtar Kushit is the Rabbah. And the Aloche, that the Baal has to execute the Shtar, not the Isha, that's in the Rabbanon. Chas v'sholem, how could we even conceive that it's in the Rabbanon? So, what does he say? Inami Yish Liforish, Hilchas Medine, Kilema, Minego Yokach. So, that's why, what was the Kashi? What was the Kashi? Kidin Hilchas and in Lomoli Kodu Yotzer Oiso, Shonish Ishanik in Vishtar. So that's why we need a Pasik, Manek Shech. If it's only a Minek and a Derabon, in the same way as all as Chutz Loretz is a Derabon, so we cannot say in Yotzer Oiso. It's a Derabon. So of course it is the Reis. And not only the Kenyan Shtar Kushin is the Reise. The Aloche that the Shtar Kushin has to be executed by the Baal, not by the Isha, is all over the Reise. So why do they say, Hilchas Eninu, Vas Mechino Rabon Ashoi? If it's Aloche Mishneh Sinai, you understand. But if it's Mine, Hilchas Medine. So, Mine Goyoka. I think that Hilchas Medine here in Teitzves does not have the same connotation as Hilchas Medine Tafonotches. Not as the Bach says. There, Hilchas Megillah means, in contrast to the Mandoma who says, Alohim and Shmi Sinai, is the Raise, so that Mandoma says it's only the Rabban. Here, Hilchas Megillah, of course it's in the Raise. It goes without saying it's in the Raise. It's Minek, it's based upon Minek. But what he means, Minek Goyokah, he means that the universal practice by, as the Rambam says, and don't, does anyone have here a Rambam? I have finished in a few minutes. Does there anyone have a Rambam for Chesed and Matzik here? It's not necessary. Okay. No. Ayin Tachasayin. So it's more, the Gemara mentions Kama Vekama Droshes. The Roshna Rambam. So he says that took him rayas, but that was done, that was the universal practice by all the bezdins in the course of the generations. So what does that show? That shows that that is in the Kubul nation. But when you go through the abdomen of the Rambam to the Perush HaMishneh, so the Rambam mentions the various categories of the Torah. So he has one category, Perushim HaMukbolim Mishneh Sinai, and then he has another category, the Halachas that are deduced from Mishneh Breshevet, and then he has another category, the Halachas of Mishneh Sinai, Shurin Halachas of Mishneh Sinai, you know, Shurin Halachas of Mishneh Sinai, other things. So there is a distinction between Pirushim and Kabbalah and Meshon Sinai and the Halachas of Meshon Sinai. Pirushim and Kabbalah and Meshon Sinai means when there is a Kabbalah, the Meshon Sinai as to the Pshutish HaMikro, what's the Pshat in the Pasuk. So in the Rambam, in the Agdomet Pirush HaMishneh, When he mentions the Perushim HaMukbolim Meshon Sinai, so he mentions an example, Ayin Tachasayin, that it means mommy. So that's not a Droshe, even though there are rayas from Droshes in the Gemara and Achevo, but it was Mukbolim Meshon Sinai, that Ayin Tachasayin means mommy. Or he mentions another example, let's say that creates other means as so the outrushes is Shetam Eitzi Per Yeshove, the outrushes. But it was the Kubul Meshon Sinai the Kri Chodo has referenced this Samanele with the Rambam. The Rambam says here, the Chosel Yudonim is the Nishal, Shukmul Ramosi is the Nishal, Mishal Nishal Rasi is the Nishal Dobi, all the blessings in the course of generations. So what does that prove? That proves that it was Mikubul Mishal Sinai, because the Rambam mentions Ayn Takas Ayn Momin as a Perushim of the Bol Mishal Sinai. So I think this is what Hezi says. Inami Yishli Fore Shukas Mibne, Kalimna Mine Goyokach. He doesn't mean minig by merchants. He means minig by the bezdinim of the soil in the course of generations. That's the way they were misadir ishtargushim, that the Baal has to execute it. And that's the way they handled ishtarmechire, that the mechir has to execute it. So what is the proof? If all the persons did it that way, what is the joke? It was an accepted thing that is the couple to the Mishnah in Sinai. It's not the category of extra halachas to the Mishnah in Sinai, like Kazai Shuri halachas to the Mishnah in Sinai, like Tumoch Ritzutso Mikas Vilvi Yeredes. That's a perush in Kiyikach that it means that the Baal has to execute the Shah. Alright, we'll leave it here. I'm sorry, you can cover more. And I have to apologize, but I was anonymous. Yesterday I didn't come here because it was too much for me to give two long shiurim. One long shiur here and one in Buffalo was too much for me. So I didn't come yesterday.
Shir Chof Tess and Kedushin by the Rosh Hashiva Chof Tal Nisan Heitov Shemim May, April 15,
1985. So I just want to discuss the various Shittas of Hashemi in connection with the Loshen of the Shtar. And the Gemara Ve'om Arov Ve'om Rav Nachman Kostav Li'al Anyor El Acheres Apo Pi She'in Bisho Be'prute Bitchom Kudeshesli Bitchom Uresesli Bitchom Uliinti Bein Al Ve'ovi O Bein Al Ve'atzmo Mekudeshes Midaite Vihu Shaloi Bogo Kostav Li'al Anyor El Acheres Apo Pi She'in Bisho Be'prute Hari At Mekudeshesli Hari At Uliinti הרי את מרסת לי מקודשת בין על דלבי או בין על דעצמו מדי איתו והוא שבו. So, the number of שיטס הראשי. רמב״ם, דרם, דלתבו. Now, first let's, the Rosh, first I want to discuss the sheet of the רמב״ם. Let me just mention it. בעל פה. And then we might go over the Rosh in Ramban himself. Now, here Rav Nachman says in the Reishe deals with a bitter narrow octam, who is the Shushadir. So who is the Das Makne? The father. Not a daughter. So in the case of a narrow and Iktano, Loi Bogo, Vihusha Loi Bogo, the Reisha deals with a daughter that is Loi Bogo, narrow of time. So what is Loshin is used? What Loshin is used? Bitchom Kodeshesli, Bitchom Uresesli, Bitchom Yulintu. So, Bein Al Diovio, Bein Al Diatzl. So one thing is clear. Beyond the shadow of the doubt, it couldn't be machlokes, that if the lotion that is written in the shtar addresses itself to the father, to the das makne, so then it is good even if the nesine is made to the bas, who is not a das makne. That's mentioned explicitly. Bitchon Uvesisli, Bitchon Lintu, Bein Al Di Avio, Bein Al Di Atzmo. So Mikodeshes, Mikodeshes. So one thing is clear, that he's not subject to Imachlekes Hashem. That if the Loshen addresses itself to the Father, to the Makne, then even though the Nisine is made al the Atzmo, so she is Mekadeshes. The question is, suppose he uses another Loshen, not Bitcho Muresesli, but Hariat Muresesli, Hariat Mekadeshesli, to now take time. Hari Atmu Resisli, Hari Atmu Kudeshisli. So is it good? Let's discuss now, not Tano, because Tano, there is another Machlekes Rishayim. So let's discuss right now. Suppose he writes in the Shtar to the Naro a Loshin that addresses itself to the Naro itself, not to the Father. Is it good or it isn't good? Is it good or it isn't? So there are three shittas. The shita of the Ramban, the shita of the Ram, and the shita of the Ritva. Now the shita of the Ramban is, the shita of the Ramban is that when the Reisha says, Bitcho Mekudeshesli. So it's dafke only in connection with the case, of Alveovio. It's dafke. So now it's if the Nisini is made to the Father, then the loshen of Bitcho Mekudeshesli is miyaki. But if he writes at Mekudeshesli and the Nisine is made to the Father al the Atzmo, then she is not Mekudeshes. So it is dafke in respect to the case of the loshen of Bitcho Mekudeshesli is miyaki in the case of al yidei al v'yatzma. So then, if he uses the loshen bitcho mekudeshesli, so then even al v'yatzma she is mekudeshes. That's mentioned in the Feresh, in the memory of Rav Nachman. Bein al v'yovio, bein al v'yatzma. We don't say inasmuch as the loshen addresses itself to the Father, and the Nisini is given not to the person to whom the Loshen addresses itself. So she's not the Kadeshes. No. Rav Nachman says explicitly, Bein al Yovio, Bein al Yatzmo. Even though it is given to her when the Loshen addresses itself to the Father. So in the case where he writes Bitcho Mekudeshesli, then even al the Atzmo she is Mekudeshes. But suppose he uses the Loshen at Mekudeshesli and it's al the Ovio, so then it's not good. But if it is al the Atzmo, if the Nisine is made to the person to whom the Loshen addresses itself, then it is good. According to the Ramban. So in other words, according to the Ramban, so the Loshen Bitcho Mekudeshesli is dafke in connection with the case where it is al the Ovio. But if it is al the Atzmo, then the Loshin Bitcho Mikodeshesli is Lavdavke. It can be even at Mikodeshesli. That's the Shite of the Ramban. So what is the Shite of the Ramban? That it's not Davke in both cases. The Loshin Bitcho Mikodeshesli is Davke in the case of Al-Di-Ovil. But in the case of Al-Di-Atzmo, so lav davke bitcho mikodeshesli, even hariat mikodeshesli. Because after all, as long as it is given to the party to whom the Loshin addresses itself, it addresses itself to the Isha, she is not a dasmaki. But, and it is given to the Isha, so it's good. But in the case of Al-Di-Ovil, so it is not given. So then, if the Loshin is Ariat Mikodeshesli, and it is given Al-Di-Ovil, inasmuch as it, the Nisine is not made to the party to whom the Loshin addresses itself, so then it is not good. There's the Shita of the Rambam. The Shita of the Rami is that it's Davke in both cases. It's Davke in both cases, that only the Loshin of Bitcho Mikodeshesli is good by now in Ishtar, but the Loshin at Mikodeshesli by now is not good. By now is not good, the Loshin at Mikodeshesli. By now is not good, even if the Nisine is made to the Nahasal. The Nahasal. Now the Ramban's Raya is from the Gemara in Dushan Daf Yetes, Eime Odom Ibitik Tano Tzivi Kabli Dushayich. Tzivi Kabli Dushayich. So there the Gemara mentions that the Loshon of the Kedushin is Hayat Mekodeshesli, because we learn it out from Yud anyway. So there the Gemara says explicitly, even though the Odin says Hayat Mekodeshesli to the Omo, so it's Mekodeshes. So it's a Raya. The Ramban deduces from this that in the case of Shtar, even though the Loshin in the Shtar used is Ariat Mekodeshesli, and but as long as the Nisine or Hashtar is made to the Naro, the Ktano, so it is good. The Ram is Chelik. The Ram says, when is it good in Dushi Kesef? But in Dushi Shtar, so the Shtar has to address itself to the Das Makt. In Kesef, so Bishas Nisnes HaKesef, so the Loshin, he has to address himself to the person to whom the Nisini is made. Mashenkin in Shtar, so the Aloch is that the Loshon Ashtar has to be directed to the Das Makne. So Mele, by Naro Aktano, the Loshon, the proper Loshon is Bitcho Mikodeshesli. Because the father is the one who gives his consent, who is Makne the daughter in marriage. So Mele, If the Loshon Ashtar is Ariat Mekodeshesli, even though the Nisine is made to the Isha herself, to the Naron the Ktano, it's not good. So in other words, the Ram is Machmir as against the Ramban. The Ramban says that if the Nisine is made to the Naro and to the Ktano, if the Loshin is Ariat Mekodeshesli, is good. The Ramban says so. The Ram says even though the nisina is made to ourself, it's still not good. He has to address itself, the Loshen has to address itself to the Das Makne, to the Father. There's a difference between Shtar and Kesem. Right. Then the Ritvo is the biggest major, because even the Ramban is made that in the case where the Loshen is, by now, and the Nisini is made to the Father, so it's not good. So the Ramban says that the Loshen Bitchon Mekodeshesli in the Reishe is Dafke in the case of Al-Yidiyovir, but Al-Biatzmo it's Lav Dafke. The Ritva says it's Lav Dafke, not only in the case of Al-Yidiyatzmo, even in the case of Al-Yidiyovir it's still good. So we have three shittes. The shite, the biggest makel is the Ritva, that it's Lav Dafke, even in the case of Al-Yidiyovir. The shite of the Ran, he's the biggest man, that it's Dafke, even in the case of Al-Yidiyatzmo. So the Loshen has to address itself to the Asmak. And then the Shita of the Ramban is that it's Dafke in the case where the Nisine is Al-Yidiyovir. But if the Nisine is Al-Yidiyatzmo, so then even it's Lav Dafke. So even the Loshen Hariat Mekudeshesli is good, just as it is good in the case of Dushikes. Alright. Now then, there is another Machlekes. There is another Machlekes between the Ramban and the Ram. Now, here it says, whatever the Loshen is, even if the Loshen is the proper Loshen. So now here the Rav Nachman says explicitly, Kosaf Uyal Anyo Uyal Acheres Afal Pishayim Bisho Vepote Bitcho Mikudeshesli Bitcho Muresesli Bitcho Vilintu Bein Alvio Vio Bein Alviatzmo Mikudeshes. So that is mentioned explicitly, that Bein Alviatzmo is Mikudeshes, Bein Alviatzmo Mikudeshes. That if the Loshen L'chol HaPochas is Bitcho Mekudeshesli, so then Rav Nachman says explicitly that even the Nisine is made to the Isha herself, to the Basa herself, is still Mekudeshes. So the Ramban says that Bein Alviatzmo is reference Bein to a Naro and Bein to a Ktan. But the Ran says that Bein al Yatzmo has reference only to a Naro, so she can be a Shliach of Yav. She's a Gdeiro, but she's the Shus of Yav. But a Ktano al Yatzmo, even though the Loshen is Bitchon Kodeshesli, is not good. Because Iktano is not a Bashliches. Iktano is not a Bashliches. The Ramban is Chilek. And the Ramban says that even Iktano, so can the Nisine can be made to the Iktano too. Can be made to the Ktano too. But the question is, Ktano is not in Bashlichas, Bishlim and Naro, all right. So, if the father tells her to accept the Shtar Kushin, so she is the Shliach of the father. She's in Bashlichas, she's a Gdeilo. But Ktano, she's not in Bazdas, even if the father tells her to accept the Shtar Kushin from the man. So, how is it good? So the Rambam mentions the Raya Dafites from Imi Rodan Bittano Tzidikabul Bishayach. Tzidikabishayach. So the Ram is Chilik and Ramban. He says, over there, the Gemara is referenced to the Shikese. So Mele, she becomes Mikudeshes because of the Hamriya the father gets as a result of his daughter, the Ktano, receiving the Kesef Alpi. Alpi. So Hanui is also the Kesef. So he gets a Hanui from the fact that his daughter gets the Kesef Dushim from the man. Alpi. Alpi. So Mele is considered as he, the father received the Kesef. In here it's by Shtar. So Bishlim in Haro, alright, so she's a Shliach of the father. But Tano, how could you be Mekudeshes? So Mele, the Ram is Chilik and Rambam. And the Ram says that in the case of Tano, so she cannot be Mekudeshes, Bishtar, she cannot be Mekudeshes all the Atzmo. But only all the Odio. Only all the Odio. Now, the Rosh and the Raivet are also Chilik. But, you see, the Raivet says the same thing like the Rambam. The Raivet says the same thing like the Rambam. The justice in Dushi Kesef, the Gemara says, Eimi Rodom Libi Tiktano, Sidi Kabli Gdushai, Ektano is not Iba Shlichas. So still, see, if the father gives a rishus to the Mikabel, the Kesef Gdushi, from the man, so then she is Mikudeshes. She is Mikudeshes, so by Shtar also. If the father gives the Ktano, the daughter, his shoes to cover the Shtar Dushin, and then the man makes the Nisimi of the Shtar Dushin to the Ktano, so she's also a Mekudeshes. Now, she couldn't be in Shliach. So he says, he mentions like Rambam. And what's the Pshat? Bishleime. Over there is. It's Kesef, so because of the Anoye, but here by Shtar, the Shayach say Anoye. So obviously, the Raivet Shite and the Ramban Shite is that it's not on the basis of Anoye, it's on the basis of the Yad of the Father, like Chotze. So we say that Chotze Amitam Yad is Chaboy. Why? Because Yad means Rishus. Vayikar Asarz in Yode. Does it mean? From the hand, he took away his land. He conquered the land from his hand. It means from his rishus. So chotzer is also the rishus of the person, because yad is rishus. So mainly here too, in as much as the ktano is the rishus of yod, so if the father gives rishus, tells the daughter, he allows her to accept the Shtar Dushin, so then the Yadak Tano is the Rishus, is the Chotzer of the Father. Chotzer in the sense of Rishus. That's the Shite of the Raive, and that's the Shite of the Rambam. The Rosh is Masik and the Svore and the Lomdes of the Raivet. Is not Masik and is not Chilik and the Etzem Din by the Raivet. The Rosh agrees with the Raivet that when Rav Nachman says, Bitcho Mekudeshesli, Kosakli Anyo Bitcho Mekudeshesli, so Mekudeshes, Bein Al Derviya, Bein Al Diatzmo, so Al Diatzmo is referenced even to Ektano, not only Tina. In other words, the Rosh is not like the Ram. The Ram is Chilik and that's Din by the Rambam and the Raivet. But the Rosh agrees in the Din, but he is Chilik and the Lomdes of the Raivet. The Lomdes of the Rambam. According to the Raivet and the Ramban, it is because he is the Chotzeh, I mean the Ketano is the Yad, the Rishus, the Yad of the Father. If the Father gives a Rishus to accept the Kesef or to accept the Shtar Dush and the Rosh says no. So why Ishim Kodesh is? When the Ketano accepts it, so he says, Mitam Shlichus. But the Ketano cannot become a Shliach, Shittati Bas Das. So the Rosh mentions a very good thing, that the whole Aloche, that the Kotna Ketano is not even Das, cannot become a Shliach. It only implies cannot become a Shliach for somebody else. But for himself, for herself, a Kotni Ketano can become a Shliach. Here the Father appoints the Ketano as the Shliach for herself. He Shliach to Mikabel the Kedushim for herself, not for some other woman. Some Mimele, he certainly couldn't appoint the Shliach for some other woman. I mean, but it's not that another woman is appointing the Ketano to be her Shliach Mikabel. The Father appoints his own daughter to be the Shliach Rekabola for herself, she should be Mikodeshes. So a Kotni is not moved of Shlichas when the Shlichas is for the Kotni himself, for the Kotni or the Ketano himself. Now then, yes?
So there's another sheet about Kotni, the Kotni is just not, when the Torah of the Maya is the Maya Kotni, Shlichas is Maya from being a mana.
Well, here totally
initial,
no, because that's any true. Other no, without the minu, without the
bull,
the no, a Chaim says regard to a case of schus.
Yeah.
So then, a Ketano can also become a shliach. But here it's not so. Here it's not on the basis of zochi. Kedushin is not his schus.
Kedushin is not his schus.
She becomes osar haome. Kedushin is not the schus, so here we have to resort to the express rishus being given by the Father. But without the explicit consent of the Father, she certainly couldn't be mikabel the kedushin. Right now, then there is a discussion in Sheni in connection with the Sefer of Rav Nachman. It's very confusing, the Shittas here. What is the Sefer of Nachman saying? Kotav lo al anyor el acheres afo pishin bishabet putin harei at mekudeshesli harei at rinintu harei at moresesli mekudeshes bein al dirio bein al diatzmo. Now let's remember what the Ramban says in respect to the ratio of Rav Nachman. So the Ramban says that when Rav Nachman says in the ratio, Kosaflei, Bitchom Kodesh Esli, so it's Dafke in the case, so the Loshin Bitcho is Miyake, is Dafke in the case of Aldeovio. So if it's Aldeovio in the sinai is made to the Father, then the Loshin of Bitcho is Miyaki. But if the Loshin written in the Shtar is Akmukodeshesli and the sinai is made to the Father, it's no good. So the Loshin of Bitcho Mukodeshesli is Miyaki, is Dafke, in the case of Aldeovio, but in the case of Aldeatzmo, so not only the Loshin of Bitchom Kodeshesli is good in the Shtar, even the Loshin Atni Kodeshesli is good. That's what the Ramban says. Then the Ramban in the first Loshin and the Sefer of Rav Nachman says the same thing in regard to a Begeres. So Rav Nachman Yosefa says that what lashon has to be used in the shtar is to be written in the shtar. Hare atmo resisli, hare atmo kodeshesli, hare atlo into. If she is a begres, see begres. So it's dafke only in the case where the nesine is made al the ovir, where the nesine is made out of the ovir. So then it is good, even though she's a beitress, because the Loshin addresses itself to the Das Makne, to the Isha, she's the beitress. So even though the Nesine is made to the father, it is still good. Mashenke, if the Nesine is, so then the Ramban says in the first Moshe that when Rav Nachman says in the Seife the Loshen Hareyat Kedeshesli, thus implying that Bitchon Kedeshesli is not good. So that's only in the case where the Nesine is made, where the Nesine is made out of the Atzma. So it's not good. Because inasmuch as the Loshen addresses itself to in other words, if the Loshen is Hariat Kodeshesli, so then it is good, even if the Nesine is made to the Father. But if the Loshen is Bitom Kodeshesli, if the Loshen is Bitom Kodeshesli, so then it will not be good if the Nesine is made to the Bas. If the Nesine is made to the Bas. So it's Dafke in the case, the Loshen of Hariat Kodeshesli is Dafke in the case where the Nesine is made to the Father. So the Loshen Hariat is good, because she is the Das Makte. Das Makte. But the Loshen Bitchon Kodeshesli by Begres is not good. Is not good. Bitchon Kodeshesli, if the Nesine is al diyad, so then it's dafke. Mashein kein, if the Nesine is al diyad tzmo, if the Nesine is al diyovio, in other words, if the Loshen is Bitchon Kodeshesli, and the Nesine is al the Atzmo, so it's not good. But if the Nesine is al the Ovio, so then it is good, even if the Loshen is Bitchon Kodeshesli. In other words, the same thing that the Ramban says in respect to the ratio. Then, in the second Loshen, the Ramban says no. It's very confusing. Then the second Loshen, the Ramban says no. Whereas the Reish of Rav Nachman, so the Loshen of Bitchon Kodeshesli is not Dafke in both cases. It's only Dafke in the case. Is only dafke in the case of in the case where the Nisine is in the Reish of Rav Nachman, so the Loshen of Bitchon Mikudesh Esli is only Me'akein if the Nisine is al deyodia, it's dafke. But if the Nisine is al deyatzmo, so if the Loshen of Pariat Mikudesh Esli is good, but in the seife where she is a baitress, so then the Loshen of Atma Kodesh Esli is miyakev in both cases. Not only in the case where in other words, Bitchon Mikudesh Esli will not be good, not only in the case where the Nesine is al diatzmo, but even in the case where the Nesine is al diodio, so the Loshen of Bitchon Mikudesh Esli by Beitres will not be good. She will not be Mikudesh. Why? Why does the Ramban, the second Loshen, distinguish the Sefer of Rav Nachman from the Reish of Rav Nachman? So, because the Ramban, the second Loshen, holds that by get, inasmuch as by get there is a loche of spheres dvorim, so sheinus is miyakif midaraisi by get. Not only mitzat takonas from Gamliel. Takonas from Gamliel implied that even the city should be spelled out. The name of the city should be spelled out. And it also implied if, let's say, a woman has, or a man, a husband, has one name and has a second name, so the second name should also be spelled out. Whole Shem Kiyeshlei, and the name of the city should be spelled out. But at least one name of the woman or of the husband has to be spelled out in the get with the rice, because of Losifas Trisus, so Sefer Lisferas Dvor, it has to be apparent. Muchmdech uses the expression Muchmdech, but one should not confuse it with the expression Muchmdech in all Shtores Alibid Rameya. That's another concept. Here it has to be spelled out, the identity of the woman and the identity of the husband has to be spelled out. So Mele, the same aloche that he applies to get applies to shtar kushn also, because of iska shavai elitzie. So Mele, the Ramban, in the second Loshen says that when the Sefer of Rav Nachman says Kosaf lo anyor ilacheres af al pishayim bishom beprute hareat mekudeshes li hareat limito hareat mireses li mekudeshes li alibin ali atzmo, so it means only if the Loshen addresses itself to the woman herself, to the bas herself. But if the Loshen addresses itself to the father, so then the Kedushin is not good, not only in the case where the Nisine is al the Atzmo, even in the case where the Nisine is al the Obio, where the shtar is given, is delivered, is handed over to the father, but if the Loshen addresses itself not to the beggars, to the daughter, the das makne, but to the isha, but it addresses itself to the father, it addresses itself to the father, even though the nesine is also the obio, so it's not the Kodesh. Why? Because there is a locher of Sfiras Dvorim Mishtakush, just as there is a locher of Sfiras Dvorim in Get. So what does Sfiras Dvorim imply? That the identity of the woman has to be, the identity of the woman has to be spelled out. So mainly it has to be spelled out that the woman is Mikudeshes. The woman, it has to address itself to the woman, not address itself to the father of the woman. Even if he mentions the name of the woman, let's say the name of the daughter of the Beiras is Leah. So, and he writes in the Shtar, Bitcho Leah, have you do all the chop? Ruben Beishime, she Bitcho Leah Mikudeshes Leah. So it's not good. So it's still a chisong in Sfiras. It's still a chisong in Sfiras. It's still a chisong in Sfiras. Now, it's still a chisong in Sfiras. The Ritvo, he's the biggest maker. So he's the biggest maker in the Reisha of Rav Nachman, and he's the biggest maker in the Sefer of Rav Nachman. So Mimele, the Ritvo says, that in the Reisha, where the Shtar is, where the Shtar, where the Mekudeshes is in Aro, Iktano, where the Mekudeshes is a Naro, a Tano, so Mele, it does not make any difference. It does not make any difference, let's say, where the Mekudeshes is in Naro. Because when she is Iktano, then there's another Shaila. Whether she can be Mekudeshes al the Atzmo. So that's another machlekes between the Ramban and the Ran. And the Ritvo happens to agree with the Ran on that question. In other words, that where the daughter is Iktano, so then she can only be Mekudeshes in Ishtar al deyuvio, but al deyatzmo not, because Iktano is not a bashlichus. So then the Ritvo agrees with the Ran on that. And that question, the Ritvo agrees with the Ran. So let's say, according to the Ritvo, in the Reish of Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Bitcho Mekudeshli, Bitcho Meures, Bitcho Lintu. So by Naro, she's Mekudeshes, Bein al Dio, Bein al Diatzma. So the Ritva says, Lav Davke, if the Loshen is Bitcho Mekudeshli. Even if the Loshen written to the Naro is At Mekudeshli, so she's also Mekudeshes, Bein al Dio, Bein al the Atzmo, even if the Roshni is Ariat Mekudeshesli, so she's Mekudeshes, even al the Ovio. And then, in the Sefer of Allah, in the Sefer of Rav Nachman, so the Ritva says, where Rav Nachman says in the Sefer, Kosapua and Yor Yacheres, Avopishim Bishu Mepute, Hariat Mekudeshesli, Hariat Lintu, Hariat Moresesli,
Chokas and Kedushim.